Jerry Bader Show 924. Mallory, open that email again, right at the top there. We're talking about how some Wisconsin school districts are going to opt out of the federal lunch program so they can make their own meal choices. Why? Because more and more parents are saying we're not paying for this swill that Michelle Obama's trying to ram down our kids' throats. The hell with it. We'll just, they'll bring a lunch or whatever. So sales are down. So these districts are actually saying, no, well, we'll provide the reduced lunch, et cetera, ourselves. It's still going to be cheaper because it's going to be covered by sales because we're going to provide meals or at least try to that kids will eat. A friend writes, can't wait until it gets so bad that some states and school systems realize that it is cheaper to turn down federal money. Then how is the federal government going to control those states and educational systems? That's, you know, I hadn't thought of it. But he's right. It's much broader. The blackmail. Accept this federal policy or lose federal highway money. Now, the problem in that type of situation, it's really hard to turn down federal road money and that sort of thing. But if you think about it, you know the old expression, a government big enough to give you everything is big enough to take everything. This is what it all comes down to, is the money. If states, at least in some disciplines, felt they could live without the money, school districts and so on, then you just say no to the federal policy. Rather than silly talk of secession, maybe the talk is ending an addiction to federal money. Now, I realize much easier said than done in most cases. But this school lunch thing is one example. There's an old expression or variance of it that lightning rarely strikes twice in the same place, and it's impossible to make it strike twice in the same place. Now, the first one is false. Actually, lightning strikes twice in the same place or repeatedly in the same place a lot more often than you would realize. Controlling where lightning strikes or catching lightning in a bottle, as the expression also goes, is impossible. But liberals are trying to do it nonetheless. In March, I believe it was, February or March of 2012, Rush Limbaugh stepped in it when he made comments about Sandra Fluke, whatever her name is. I guess we're calling her Fluke again now. His point was valid. His point was completely valid about her comments about the about employers being forced to pay for her contraception. But he committed an unforced error in a name that he called her. He made comments yesterday about the Hobby Lobby ruling, did Rush Limbaugh, and Democrats think lightning has struck again and they're going to capture it in a bottle. Let me just read from the Huffington Post's Catherine Fung on what Rush Limbaugh said yesterday. Rush Limbaugh's thoughts on the Hobby Lobby case are as gross as you had imagined. Rush Limbaugh, apparently not content with having caused the Sandra Fluke firestorm, waded into the birth control debate once more on his Wednesday show. This time, the subject was the Supreme Court's recent ruling in the so-called Hobby Lobby case. The court said that Hobby Lobby and other closely held companies cannot be required to cover birth control for their employees. That is not what the ruling says. That is not what the ruling says. Some very specific types of contraception. Limbaugh, who supported the decision, said that the issue should never have been up for debate in the first place. On Wednesday, the radio host weighed in again. He said one listener called him to point out that the federal government does not require employers to cover eye exams or dental work. Which is worse, to go blind from lack of regular eye exams or to get pregnant? And again, pregnancy is something you have to do. Pregnancy is something you have to do to cause, Limbaugh said. It doesn't just happen to you while you're walking down the street except in the case of sexual abuse or assault. He claimed that women treat pregnancy like a disease, even though it is the consequence of their actions, and yet they wouldn't have the problem if they didn't do a certain thing, he said. It's that simple. His comments come as no surprise, considering the infamous remarks he made. What's wrong with what he said there? What's wrong with what he said there? I'm going to spend quite a bit of time on this after the news. I'm going to use myself as an example of what he's talking about. What he's saying is, essentially, that contraception has become the most important health issue, contraception and abortion, according to the left, when it comes to women. I have a question. Why? By the way, he's absolutely right about this. This obsession with contraception and abortion as being the only thing you have to worry about when it comes to women's health. His point here is spot on, and I want to build on it and get your thoughts on it at 9:35. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, when we get to that, it's 9:30.